Arlington government leaders say they are trying to do better in recruiting and retaining the hundreds of local residents who serve on advisory boards and commissions. At least one board member says the efforts are beginning to pay off. "I can see a lot of great progress," board member Susan Cunningham said during a September 17 discussion among the board. "We are experimenting with new ways of recruiting," said Cunningham, voicing appreciation for the roughly 300 sitting members of existing bodies. But some of those panels, including the Fiscal Affairs Advisory Commission and Public Facilities Review Committee, have struggled to maintain the desired level of membership. And county board members last month voted to fire the entire Human Rights Commission and rebuild it from the ground up, following nearly a year's worth of feuding between that body and elected officials. Efforts coming down the pike include a weekly online update of vacancies throughout the commission ranks, which total about 50 advisory bodies reporting either to the county board or county manager. For the full list and other information, see the website at https://www.arlington.va.us/government/commissions-and-advisory-groups.closing-. County Board Chairman Libby Garvey praised the effort to strengthen participation. "Lots of really good work is happening," she said.